Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, if you're a Dublin bus user, over the next 15 minutes, we are going to get to the bottom of all of your issues and compliments for Dublin Bus, because Blake Boland is a spokesperson with Dublin Bus. He's with me here in studio today to answer all of the Lunchtime Live listener queries. Blake, good afternoon.
Great, thanks for
having
me.
How are you doing? Not at all. Listen, thanks so much for coming into us, because we talk about buses and Dublin Bus quite a lot here on the show, so great to try and get some answers to our listener questions. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Blake this afternoon. You can send us a voice note if you like either, or 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to give us a call. I'm going to start with my own issue first of all, Blake, if you don't mind, and that's regarding, as I look at your Dublin bus timetable right now, I can see that there's a 49 bus, the Pier Street bus, at 2:10, and in brackets, it's a scheduled bus. What does that mean? Because more often than not, when you see it scheduled on the timetable, it doesn't actually show up.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. So we have trackers for all of our buses to know where they are. Are they on time? Are they ahead of schedule? And so on. And that information gets fed into the RTPI system, so the real-time passenger information. That'll feed into the app, and it'll also feed into those screens that you see beside a lot of the bus stops. So yes, there are plans there, but we come across some issues on the way. There could be traffic congestion, a bus lane being blocked. Perhaps a driver might become ill or can't finish. You know, there's a whole host of reasons that all of a sudden that bus can't do exactly what it was planned to do.
Yeah, because the screen beside the bus shelter, that's not actual real time. Sure, it's not. That just means it's a scheduled route.
Well, the screens there that will have a countdown timer. So that has been fed by the system that's tracking the buses live. And on that, I think it'd be good to point out that it's a fairly old system. So we're working very closely with the NTA, who are leading this project on replacing that. And it is a mammoth bit of work where all of the technology on every single bus will be replaced. But that's across the transport system as well. So, yeah, look, we fully acknowledge there's issues there. People have talked about ghost buses, and we have to put our hands up and say, you know, we make mistakes sometimes. Absolutely. We're not going to deny that. But the system, it's getting a lot better. The instances of those have gone down massively, and with this technology it should get even better in time as well.
Okay, listener question. I live in Temple Logan, Dublin. The 150 bus is the most reliable bus to get to and from the city. Almost every time I get this bus from College Green home, it'll say due on the timetable at the bus stop, and then it never shows up. The next time it appears, it'll usually suggest it's in 4 to 5 minutes, and it's always late. It means that I'm waiting for the bus for far longer than 5 minutes, despite saying due when it's due at the bus stop. It happens every single time. Why is it?
Yeah, like, that's a really good one. And the fact that I actually got that question a few minutes early means I could get operations to look into this a little bit and get some data on it. So there are issues with the 150 route. They definitely are there. Now, I have good news to follow on that as well. But in terms of punctuality, it's not where we want it to be, and it's not giving the service to customers that we want it to. There's a few different reasons for that, and I think this is a really good example because it'll explain to people what's going on. So, for example, there's a few changes coming. So Phase 7 of Bus Connects is incoming in a few weeks' time, and the 150 is actually going to get some changes within that. So they're going to alter the route. So the final, you know, the destination of that, the end of the route, won't anymore go to Rossmore. It'll be switched to the community centre, not too far away. Now, what's going to happen is that's making space for the new F spine that's coming in. So people who are going to that area will actually get a much more frequent route. We're also going to expand the 150 on Sunday. We're putting in an extra trip on Sunday's afternoon into town, so that should help with some of the congestion there. But the big one here, and this comes back to the issue that you mentioned earlier on, is if we schedule a bus, or let's say we say a bus is going to take, for example, 45 minutes to get into the city centre. Now, traffic variations and the way that goes, it's becoming increasingly difficult.
Yeah. And maybe it depends on the day. Yeah. It can vary widely.
If the bus can't make it in, it's not there in the city centre with enough time to turn around and come back out again. And what can happen from time to time is that we'll have to take the hit on one or two stops, and then to get the bus back on schedule, on track of where it's supposed to be, so that the rest of the passengers, the vast majority of people down the line, are getting that. So one of the things that we're going to do with the 150 in particular is that at these changes coming up, we're going to extend that time. So instead of it taking, for example, 45 minutes, we're going to put 55 or thereabouts in the schedule, which should give it more time to get into town and cut down on things like this.
Okay, listener wondering, why did you get rid of the old Dublin Bus app? It was perfect. The new app never works for me when I'm trying to track my bus.
Yeah,
I was a fan of the old bus app too.
Like, yeah, and you know, you're not the only one there. Obviously, a listener question coming in, and a few people will lament it going all right. But that was fed by Dublin bus vehicles, you know, and I think what we're doing, especially with Bus Connects, which is a term everybody's thinking, this is transformational, and it's a lot more connected now. So that app is gone, and this will be the NTA-led app that people are using now, but it's more connected. So people might get the bus into town, jump on a Lewis and go out, or they might use a different operator. And the idea of where we're trying to go with this, especially with that technology I mentioned earlier on, is a much more connected system, not just a Dublin bus.
Okay. John is wondering, why does the 83 route have no bus shelters after Botanic Hill to Harristown? The route always lacks investment. The frequency is poor. The last bus from the city centre at the weekends is at 10 past 11 at night. Any plans for improvement?
So with
I would support John's request there now as a frequent 83 user myself.
Yeah, and look, this is fantastic to get this feedback because we're hearing it directly from people. I'll be able to take a lot of these things back. Now, with the bus shelters, that kind of infrastructure is actually run by the NTA. So we do input in some ways, except with signage, timetables and stuff like that. But a request like that would not be within the remit of Dublin Bus. So that would have to go to the NTA to request more shelters like that.
Okay, we'll have to get the NTA in someday so to answer all of our listener questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a query for Dublin Bus spokesperson Blake Boland, listener wondering, why was the UCD to Houston route cancelled? Any thoughts on that?
There's been some changes to that, and I remember going back 2 months now, I can't remember the specifics because we've well over 100 routes and variations on each one of those. But I do remember an announcement that we put out, give or take 2-3 months ago, on more connectivity with some of the colleges as well, helping especially students coming up that might land at Houston Station and work in. But it comes back also to the point that we mentioned earlier on about connectivity. So, you know, you might get to Houston, jump on a Lewis to somewhere in and around, you know, O'Connell Street or something like that, and then get a different bus. And it's that kind of connectivity that we're looking at is where Dublin is going in terms of transport.
Another listener wondering about the real-time app and why doesn't it work like most other European cities? Well, you mentioned that. Peter is wondering about who's responsible for cleaning stickers and graffiti from the bus stops, Blake. He says he notices a sharp increase around Dublin city centre lately. Is it the contractor or who should I complain to?
Yeah, we have a team of people there that do deal with that kind of thing. Now, like, you know, there's going to be graffiti stickers on it. We also, the team will update the signage on it. So with the next phase of Bus Connects coming in, there'll be a lot of work to do there. So we do actually spend a lot of our time going out and cleaning graffiti or stickers and trying to maintain some of that infrastructure as well.
So if people have a complaint, is it just Dublin Bus you'd complain, you'd get onto?
So a lot of those, it's been consolidated now as we work a lot more closely with the NTA. So a lot of these kind of things will go into a kind of consolidated call centre and then the information will be dispersed back out to the various operators.
But so you send an email or who?
Yes, well, there's online forms there.
Online
so
forms,
a quick Google
okay.
And you'll see that. You can fill out forms or email.
Now, Lee has an unusual request, Blake. He says, why have the Dublin City buses become so jerky? It's become like a death trap after one gets on and the bus is pulling off, especially for older people.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. And that's another one that I can take back just to look into it with operations as well. Now, what I would say on that is that it should be getting a lot better because we're introducing a lot of electric buses, which are a lot smoother. They don't have gear changes. So it's hard to know without being on the bus what that person is exactly alluding to. Was it that the bus took off a little bit too fast? Or a lot of the times the bus might go to take off and then it has to brake because a pedestrian crosses the road. There's a whole host of reasons there. It could be as it, you know, shifts through gears that accelerate. So I can't give an exact answer because I wasn't there to feel and see what the bus did. But as we do develop the fleet and we're moving towards electric, that kind of smoothness is definitely coming on a lot more. Yeah.
087 1400 106. Keep them coming into us. Listener wondering, why does it take so long for the drivers to switch over?
This is at break times. Yeah.
Do you know where I have an example of this? If I get the 16 bus, if I was going over Drumcondra direction, or if I get the 16 to the airport and it always stops at the Rotunda Hospital, there could be about a 15 minute break. Well, it certainly feels like that. Might not actually.
Look, I heard the frustration. I've been on it myself. You know, and you're sitting there and you're waiting for the drivers to change over. They have obviously have a few little procedures to go through as they do that. We do get that question from time to time. And a lot of the time it works off the presumption that every single bus route starts and ends at a depot, which is just not the case. So in terms of the driver changeovers, they need to happen somewhere along the line. Now, we have a facility just off O'Connell Street where we have a canteen for the drivers, where there's kind of rest areas, toilets and things like that, which they actually have to use. You know, there's limits as well in terms of just being workplace conditions that, you know, you can't expect a person to work an extended shift. You know, there's a certain amount of time. And these people, you know, our drivers are trained professionals who are in charge of a very heavy, large bus with a lot of people on it. They deserve the respect for that, and they also need to have their breaks to be, you know, to be rested, to operate a safe bus. That's what we want here. The safety is the number one.
Does it say in the app, though, you know, we'll say just take that route of the 16, that there will be a break at the rotunda? Like, is it a set time each day, or are you waiting for the next driver to come?
Yeah, that's one actually to look into. I suppose I can't answer that directly now. I'd have to see. I don't imagine so, that is built in. Now, they would know to a certain extent that some buses are going to have brakes, but a lot of it is also you're working on the move where a bus might get delayed because a bus lane has been clogged or something like that. It's hard to predict that exactly.
Okay, well, I know we're getting a lot of repeat questions in, so I'll try to summarise a lot of these if we can. Listener wondering about Donny Carney. Every day without fail, the 27, the 15, the 14 and the 43 all pass my stop at Donny Carney Church. Why can't they run more buses when this increase of usage is totally predictable?
Yeah, the increase of usage it's incredible. So we were up to 159 million passengers last year. That's heading into the 160s now. I mean, it's 500,000 people on a busy day, and the routes and the services are expanding. And that's one thing that we're doing at the moment. We're actually about to begin some kind of demand reviews just to find out where the pinch points are, what's needed. Future phases of bus connects as they're coming online are really helping as well. And people that live on a lot of those spines, I use the H spine a lot myself, and you can really see that difference. And I'll actually walk an extra 2 minutes to get onto that spine because I know that those buses are going to turn up.
Where is that?
So you're going out the Howth Road, essentially.
Okay.
That can vary. Yeah.
Listener wondering, Blake, what are you supposed to do if you forget your Leap card and you've no cash? How do you pay without contactless? It's a great question.
Yeah, and to touch on something that we might go to there as well. You know, it's a service that is quite cheap. Dublin Bus public transport is quite cheap, but at the same time, you still have to pay for it. Not many businesses and industries
out
there.
I just want to pay in a contactless way.
Yeah, and that's what to move on to. And that's something that will be happening as well. So I mentioned earlier on a contract to put vehicle location technology. There's another one coming for contactless payments. So that contract has been led by the NTA. So that won't be a Dublin Bus thing. Of course, we'll be working very closely with them to employ the technology. But that contract has been given out, and it's incoming as a company that's done it in other countries.
Is that the same? That's the same in terms of using your card payment as well. You know that I could even just have it on my Apple Wallet and pay with my Leap card that
way. Kind of contactless payment, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's what we want to get to. So we don't know for sure. I mean, an estimation of in and around 2 to 3 years, I have heard been put before, but we're at that stage.
Sure, we have a vending machine there in the hallway, and you know, here at News Talk, and they have a little contact. Like, I can go out there and get a packet of crisps after the show with a contactless little thing that's added onto the vending machine.
Sure. Yeah. Look, absolutely. We hear you. This is something that I personally want to be able to use as well. But it's an NTA-led project. We are going to do everything we can to support them in that, to roll out the technology. But it's not just going to be on Dublin Bus. This is going to go into all the different transport.
Yeah.
When you consider the amount of vehicles that are out there, the technology needed, it's a mammoth project.
I have to give high praise, Blake. I had an incident myself. I was telling listeners about it about 3 weeks ago. I forgot my mother's suitcase on one of the 16 buses. There was nearly war. But anyway, I contacted the TFI, and they got onto Dublin Bus, and we managed to track down. I waited at the bus stop and watched three different buses, got on them, and the bus drivers were brilliant, and we located the suitcase. So all's well that ends well. But it was a you know, in fairness, they were great help, I have to say.
That's great to hear. And there's some stories from lost property. All right. Yeah, that's great feedback.
We'll have to get you back another day, because there's loads more listener Dublin Bus questions. Blake Boland, Dublin Bus spokesperson. Blake, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.